Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us live on Building Fortunes Radio. If you want to listen to us live, if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/live or buildingfortunesradio.com/listen, you'll be able to listen in from an internet-connected device whenever you want to when we're doing a live radio show. And today is Wednesday. It's at noon Eastern Time, 10 a.m. on the Mountain Time Zone, and we do this radio show with Sharon Gregresh. Sharon and I met long time ago. It's about, maybe almost a year or so. I don't remember. Anyway, we started to do a radio show with some stuff that she was working on relative to home-based businesses, and she asked me, what do you do with real estate on Building Fortunes Radio? And I said, you know what, Sharon, I really never met the right real estate person who was going to be committed to doing the things that needed to be done to really host a radio show. Because they need just like a wide background and really great people and blah, blah, blah. And she said, how about me? And I said, how about you? And I really, at that time, did not know how great she was at all the things that she does. So she works really actively with her, obviously with the real estate business, but very actively with her local community as well, supporting, doing volunteer work and helping out the Homes for Humanity or whatever that might be called up in Canada. And the cool thing is she does amazing things and brings on amazing guests to give us wonderful content. So even though they're up in Canada, here in the United States there's a lot of similarities. And if you are ever planning on moving to Canada, specifically in that Mountain Time Zone around Alberta or Edmonton, I recommend all of the people that we bring here on Building Fortunes Radio. So we call this the Everything Real Estate Radio Show with Sharon Gregresh. So Sharon, thanks for being here.
Thank you for that introduction, Peter. I am really excited this morning, one, because it's spring in Canada, so that's always a good thing. And we have no more snow, so in our area anyway, somebody else might still be getting snow, and we'll wait until the May long weekend, and then it'll snow on us again, but, you know, we'll get through that. So I'm excited because I've got Jill Mulring on. She's with Mortgage Architects, and Jill is a wonderful lady. She is what we call a mortgage broker up here, helps people place their mortgages. She can take them out to various different financial institutions. And I think Jill probably got a little bit of the real estate bug because her mom is a really great realtor and a good friend of mine, and I absolutely love her mom, Heather, but I think that Jill was smart enough not to follow in her mom's footsteps and become a realtor, and instead she became a mortgage broker. What do you say to that, Jill?
Yeah, you know what? I watched, well, I guess first I'll say hello to everybody out there that's listening.
Yeah.
With my mom, I guess I watched my mom get, I mean, the realtor world, they get a lot of phone calls at kind of strange hours, strange days. You're working sort of a lot of hours. And so over the years, my mom's been a realtor for 20 years. You know, I've seen her get phone calls on Christmas Day and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I thought to myself, you know what, I'm going to go into a little bit of a different niche for it. And, you know, I don't think that people will expect their mortgage broker to be working, you know, at midnight on a Thursday or whatever. And I've never been more wrong about anything in my life. So I work all the time. You know, I was up till 2:30 in the morning last night working on client files. So it's definitely not a 9-to-5 job like I thought it might be compared to the realtor side of things. But it's really great because I've always been a really big numbers person. I've worked in finance for a lot of years. So it really just kind of, you know, it was a really natural fit for me aside from that. But I do love that I get to be sort of a part of the real estate aspect of things, you know, people buying houses and stuff. But I also don't have to, you know, drive, I guess, as much as my mom does you know, trudge around, you know, backcountry kind of properties and stuff on 80-acre parcels of land in the bush, in the mud, that kind of thing either. So I'll leave that up to experts like you, Sharon, so.
There you go. What, that's not your thing? Come on. Anyways, okay. So I'm excited to have Jill's perspective on here this morning. I know we have a lot of different mortgage people, but mortgage financing is incredibly important. You know, it's where people need to start before they even start looking at a home. They need to talk to a professional and somebody that's good at what they're doing and not an in-branch person. Jill might not be able to say that because she's a broker and competes with them under the Licensing Act on this show, but I can say it. Your typical in-branch person is not going to do a proper pre-approval. They might give you like a little mini pre-qualification. And maybe, Jill, can you explain to people the difference between a pre-qual and a pre-approval?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're absolutely right that the very first place for any potential home buyer to start is to talk to somebody about financing options. So the pre-qualification would be where you kind of submit all of your documents, they take a look at everything, and they get a pretty good idea in place of what you would get approved for and whether you're a good candidate. We would check out your credit scores and your credit reports, make sure there isn't anything there that would hinder your abilities to obtain a mortgage, and just sort of go through the whole thing and get an idea of exactly what we think, you know, an insurer and a lender would take when they would take you on board. The biggest difference between the pre-qualified and the pre-approval is the pre-approval is where we actually send your file to a lender to get them to pre-approve you. Now, even with a pre-approval from a lender, here in Canada, we've got mortgage insurers that will insure a mortgage that is less than 20% down payment, and that's something I can get into a little bit later here. But if it is going to go to an insurer, even when a lender gives you a pre-approval, they can't guarantee that that's going to get through an insurer. So that happens a lot where we actually see people who get a pre-approval from the lender because the lender says, great, yeah, I'll take them. But then when the file gets submitted, we've got a live offer on a property and it gets sent to an insurer and the insurer might have some issues and then that pre-approval doesn't matter anymore, right? So there
right.
is definitely, you know, you usually, I mean, if you're putting less than 20% down payment here, you're never guaranteed anything until you actually have a live offer on the property and you submit. So there's actually quite a few lenders that don't do pre-approvals anymore because they kind of rely on the brokers to do their due diligence and know that that we're going to look at that file from the same sort of perspective that they are and that we're experienced and we know what we're looking at. But there is definitely still a handful of lenders out there that do them. But again, if you're putting less than 20% down payment, it's kind of worth just as much as the paper is written on, right? So you never really know until that offer is live and the whole property, the aspect of the buyer, the property, the credit, everything together gets submitted to that insurer to see if it gets approved.
Right. So, yeah, those are very, very good points. And so I 100% make sure that all of my clients, you know, to the best of my ability, are working with somebody that they've either worked with in the past if they're staying in branch and is very familiar with their files, or working with a mortgage broker. So I'm just putting that out there to our listening audience, that a mortgage broker is your number one place or source to make your financing easier. Jill, can you maybe tell us where interest rates are sitting right now? I don't know if you want to speculate on, you know, everybody walks into my door and says, Sharon, what do you think are going to happen with interest rates? Maybe let's talk about where they are right now. And I don't want to put you on the spot, but I know that you get the same question probably, I don't know how many times a day, like at least 20, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Rates is always the biggest thing that people want to talk about. And you know what, and it kind of comes down to what type of mortgage you really want. And this will sound like quite a strange thing for a mortgage broker to say, but rate is not actually the most important part of your mortgage. So while the rate does save you quite a bit of money, you also want to make sure that you're protected in the different types of products that you have or different options that you have available on that mortgage, because sometimes the things that cost the most are the things that you don't really think about. So that comes down to, for example, payout penalties. So on a fixed rate mortgage,
yeah,
the payout penalty, if you break that term, is either 3 months interest or what's known as an interest rate differential, whichever is higher. So if you were in a five-year term, for example, and you had to break that term at any point, you're going to pay a payout penalty. So depending on the type of mortgage that you go into, how long you're into it, you might pay quite a high payout penalty, and that might cost you much more than the interest savings would have been if you were went with a little bit of a lower rate and had a higher penalty kind of thing, right? So So fixed rates have the interest rate differential. A variable rate mortgage, the maximum payout penalty is 3 months worth of interest payments. So you've got some, you know, it's a little bit lower there. There's also different types of products called low rate products, which have higher payout penalties, but in exchange for a lower interest rate. So interest rates are kind of all over the board right now. There's different interest rates for people who have insured mortgages. So if you put less than 20% down, you actually get access to the best rates. And the reason for that is because once your mortgage becomes insured, you basically most of that risk is alleviated for the lender, and they can offer you a lower rate. There's lots of different categories that rates fall into. Now, all that said, I know you just want me to say what the rates are right now, so I'm going to tell you. There's definitely a wide range of rates at the moment, but if you're looking at a 5-year fixed rate insured mortgage, you're kind of hovering around 3.09, 3.04 right now. That's pretty standard for the fixed, which are actually really phenomenal rates. Prime
that
rate
is
in Canada,
phenomenal rate.
It is, yeah, it is, and you know rates have dropped substantially in the last month. So there's a huge push this spring to kind of kickstart the housing market. I think a lot of lenders are feeling it because it has been a little bit slow in Canada in the last year for real estate. So there's a lot of lenders competing right now to try to get those clients that are out there that are buying. So the rates have been dropping like every week. We've got rate sheets to scour. And so really, in the last couple of months, they've come down over 0.5%. So it's been really dramatic to see those rate drops. The variable rate in Canada is based on Canada's prime rate, which is 3.95 right now. Now, there is a Bank of Canada meeting happening here at the tail end of April, and industry insiders do expect to see a Bank of Canada prime rate drop at this April announcement. So usually when they do that drop, it's a quarter point. And when they do increases, it's usually a quarter point increase as well. So we are sort of come down to around 3.7 for prime. Now, when you do go into a variable rate mortgage, you're generally looking at a discount onto prime. So most of the discounts right now are around prime minus one for an insured mortgage.
Okay.
Is that kind of answering a little bit of your questions there? So, I mean, and I guess
it
I
is.
Should say that... Yeah, and I guess I should disclaimer this with every single file is different. Every, you know, mortgage brokers work with 50 different lenders, and that includes a lot of the big banks too. So so we do have access to quite a breadth of different rates and different products. It does come down to what specifically applies for your file. So some of these rates are available
Absolutely.
Only to people with better credit. Some of them, you know, if you have different types of income, self-employment income, if you're claiming your child tax benefit, if you've got child support or spousal support, there's different lenders that you will fit into with different criteria. And so just because one lender or the kind of going rate is around, you know, 3.09, you may not fit with that particular lender or that particular rate. So that's why we kind of say there's like a range and there's kind of a, you know, most of the lenders are in that sort of range. And again, within that, there's a million different types of products. You can get low rate basic products where your payout penalty might be a little bit higher. But if you're not planning to sell that property or do anything, change your mortgage in the next 5 years, sometimes that's a really good option. So you could be getting an even lower mortgage rate and just, you know, and know that if you broke your term and you had to sell or anything like that, you might have a little bit higher of a payout penalty. There's the low rate basic products, there's cashback products, there's flex down payment products. So sometimes with some of those lenders, the rate might be a little bit higher because you're borrowing some of your down payment. And sometimes with, you know, if you've got a little bit bruised credit or you're a little bit credit challenge, rates are going to, you know, kind of increase with risk and stuff like that too.
Absolutely.
So yeah, so rates are kind of all over. Yeah, it's totally, you know, there's not one solution that sort of fits all. And it's kind of confusing, I think, for a lot of consumers who see advertisements all the time for, you know, these different rates, and they don't really know what the difference is. So even if you don't, you know, even if you're just looking for information, I know every broker in the world out there is, they love giving out information. We like, obviously, as I've just gone on here, we love talking. So call one and ask and say, this is my scenario, and what do you, well, tell me about these different rates. And if you see an advertisement for, you know, some crazy interest rate and you're not really sure what it means, you know, call a broker and ask them, because we know what the products are that's on the market for every lender. So, you know, whereas I know you've kind of touched on the people who work in branch, you know, they specialize in the market, in their products, right? And we have to specialize in the products for, you know, 50 different lenders. So,
yeah, no, absolutely. And you guys, you know, you have connections where in-branch people don't have connections, because somebody might not fit one financial institution, but you'll find a financial institution where they can fit. So maybe we'll go to commercial break, and I will have you touch on that when we come back, all right?
We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Sharon Gregresh on Everything Real Estate Radio. We do a lot of this stuff every Wednesday at noon Eastern, 10 a.m. Mountain Time, and we have a special guest who's going to have a guest spot, so you'll be able to find her on our radio show. Her last name is spelled M-O-E-L-L-E-R-I-N-G, and she's with Mortgage Architects. You'll see both of those on the Building Fortunes guest spot, so you'll be able to get her contact information from there. Sharon, back to you.
Thank you so much. So, Jill, just to reiterate, one more time, maybe just say what the posted rates are. That was a really great explanation on why somebody may not get a posted rate, but it just blows me away, because I honestly have been telling people for years that I think that anything under 10 or 12% is free money. My first mortgage was at 14.9%. So...
Yeah, we hear that a lot, actually, you know, where you certainly get the opinion of when we tell people an interest rate, you know, and you're saying 3 point whatever, and their parents are in the room, and they're like, you know, sign it and run, right? Like, take that paperwork
exactly.
And run before they change their mind, right? And it's funny, because we actually do get people now, you know, and they're back and forth comparing lenders to each other, and they're talking about the difference between 3.05 or 3.09. And, yeah, and definitely, if, you know, the parents are just like, who cares? Like, sign it. It's not, it's less than 10%. Like, just sign it. Yeah. So, but yeah,
exactly.
I mean, every little bit does make a difference. So it definitely does help to have them a little bit lower. There is a little bit of a difference between what some of the banks call posted rates and what we actually can get for rates. So when you generally go to a website for one of the banks and you look up interest rates, and they might have posted on their website things like 5.5%, you know, or 4.34, like that kind of stuff. They're not offering those rates. Those rates are their posted rates that they post on the website, but everybody gets a better rate than that. So rates are really subject to competition. You know, if you go into a bank and you ask them what their rates are at the time, there tends to be, you know, they're going to come out and throw you a different rate, not that posted rate right off the bat. They're going to come down a couple percent immediately. And then, you know, you can kind of rate shop them back and forth a little bit too. So if you get a little bit of a, requested like a lower rate from somebody else, they tend to come down a little bit as well. So it's kind of a competitive market. So one of the good things about the broker is that we do all that for you. So you don't want to be wasting your time and going to 10 different lenders and talking to them and trying to get quotes from each of them and then going back and trying to get this thing to match that rate and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's our job, right? So let us do it for you. So you just get to sit back and get the best rate at the end of the day. And we also have access to quite a few lenders that you can't actually access on your own. So we call them monoline lenders, and that's because they have mono, you know, one line of business, which is just mortgage lending. So these aren't big traditional banks. And a lot of these monoline lenders are not available to the average individual to just call them up and get a mortgage. So you have to actually go through a broker in order to get it. And with monoline lenders, they do tend to have lower rates because they don't have to pay for brick and mortar buildings and tellers and, you know, and all that kind of stuff, right? So they don't have to be open at 10 different locations in your city, right? So you have an online banking portal with them and you've got a phone number for them if you have any questions or you need to do anything, but they save a lot of overhead costs that way. And so then they kind of tend to offer the better rates too. So let the broker do all the shopping for you. But yes, rates right now, you know, your fixed rates, you're kind of looking at that 3.09, 3.04 sort of range. Variable rates, you're looking at a prime minus one, so around 2.95. And again, we sort of anticipate that there might be a little bit of a drop here coming up at the end of April on the variable side.
That's awesome. Okay, so the monoline lenders. So in the old days, if people as old as I am are listening, we would have called those like, we would have talked about our lenders as being like A, B, and C lenders, right? For different credit levels and depending upon who they're at. And some people would be like, oh, I can't go to a B or a C lender. They scare me. There is no reason to be scared of a monoline lender, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So actually, monoline lenders are A lenders. So we actually look at A, B lenders, that differentiation is actually more to do with sort of credit scores and whether they're able to offer high ratio mortgages and that sort of thing. So there's tons of monoline lenders who are A lenders. So these, and this is actually where I think a little bit of misconception comes into play too. I think a lot of people who are AAA clients, right, they've got good credit, they've got good job, they've got good down payment. You know, I think that they think that they will get the best deal by going to their bank. And actually, right, we have quite a bit of monoline lenders who have the absolute best rates for those clients. So that's who they, you know, that's who they cater to the most. And that's what we would call our A business is, you know, you've got, you know, a good credit score to an excellent credit score, you know. You don't necessarily, you don't have sort of any big bruise marks on your credit report, that sort of thing. But even that said, I mean, we have had people who have been credit rebuilding that we still are able to get them into an A mortgage. This is where you can get a mortgage with less than 20% down, you know, and you can have them insured and all that kind of stuff. When we get into the B lending world is generally what we would use for people who have, where they're kind of stretching their debt servicing ratios, they've got sort of bruised credit or they've got some knocks on their credit history that's going to take them a couple years to fix before we can transfer them into an A lending world again. And in the B lending world, you're looking at a minimum down payment of about 20%. And that would change depending on location, you know, whether it's rural, that kind of thing. And then after that, you know, if you don't fit into the B lending world, well, then we go to the private lending world, which, you know, probably in your day or, you know, back in the day was called C,
yeah,
right? So private lending world, yeah, a little bit of the Wild West. You kind of have to, you know, it's kind of an interesting entity, but you kind of got to find, you know, find the right thing for the right person. And, you know, and that there's a lot of variables that kind of come into play that in that world there. So while I think before they were kind of A, B, C, maybe separated by the different type of lender, but now it's actually more separated just by, you know, kind of your credit history really and what you've got for down payment and, you know, and whether you're fitting outside those regular, you know, debt servicing, the stress test, you know, stuff like that. Right. So,
in terms
of safety, monoline lenders, like, you know, the big ones that we kind of work with in Canada, people may have heard the term of MCAP. They're like the largest mortgage lender in Canada. A lot of these monoline lenders are actually funded and underwritten by major banks. So, you know,
right.
we've got companies like First National, who's a major mortgage lender, and all of their money comes from TD. So, like, there's lots of differences, like, you know, different types of policies or the way that they run them, but really the money is secure, it's safe, you're not going to be worried about your lender suddenly, you know, going bankrupt and calling in your mortgage kind of thing. So these are very secure lenders, they're very established, and they offer one product, and that's just mortgages, right? So they're just specializing in that one thing.
Yeah, and that's an interesting point that you make, because I've had clients that have not been able to negotiate with their own bank, TD, or not get a mortgage with TD, yet you guys have placed them with First National. So
yeah.
It's interesting how that can happen, right? Say there's just different, I guess, requirements with the underwriters or faith levels. When they're doing
yeah,
it.
Absolutely. Every lender has different, different criteria and different things that they'll look at from a different perspective. So some lenders are willing to accept certain credit situations. Some of them are willing to make exceptions on types of income and things like that. So, there's a lot of memorizing as a mortgage broker, because if someone phones you and they say, this is my scenario, there's always a but. We found this, that there's always a but. They're like, I've got good credit, I've got a good job, but, you know, so you always have to try to find the lender that suits that person's scenario, right? And sometimes it's a cakewalk, and we've got 100 lenders we could send it to, and we just find the best rate and go with whoever's got the lowest rate, and it's great, right? So, yeah, definitely there are times where, I've certainly picked up clients who have been declined by their bank, and then we've gotten them a mortgage together, right? So lots of very different situations like that, that you kind of, you know, piece things together. And some of it comes down to, you know, how a mortgage broker sells your story as well. So I don't want to say it sells, but tells your story. Yeah, so sometimes it comes down to, you know, I'll give an example. I had some clients who the husband had a previous bankruptcy, which had included a house and CMHC on that previous bankruptcy. And so he was a few years past the discharge of the bankruptcy, and they had saved a new down payment, and they were hoping to purchase again. And they had been turned away, from another broker who had told them that they wouldn't qualify because of this former bankruptcy. And so she was kind of struggling and wanting to buy, and the wife, and she was talking to her parents about getting them to co-sign and all this kind of stuff. And they came to me, and I was actually able to get them approved without any co-signers, just the husband and wife together on the deal. But it came down to what happened that caused his bankruptcy, and what he put in place and what he had done to change his life so that that was never going to happen again. So in their situation, you know, there was a divorce and there was a job loss. And since then, he retrained, he went into a totally new field. He got a new trade. He got a new job. He rebuilt his credit and everything like that. Right. So telling that story and putting that picture together and saying, look, we know that this happened in the past, but here's what he's done to remedy it, and he's never going to be in that position again. And the lender was able to say, you know what, that's great, and I believe them, and they got it through the insurer, and we got them a new insured mortgage again.
Yes, and that's excellent, because that is the difference between, you know, somebody that's listening and fighting for their client and people that don't. And I know that you guys fight for your clients. Tara, who you work with on her team, she's been on the show a lot. She and I have been putting deals together for over 20 years, even though we don't like to say that, and I just did again. And
yeah.
You guys have an incredible team of people that actually, you know, listen to their clients and go to bat for them. So with that said, I think we're coming up on the end of our time here. So, Heather, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Everybody out there, you know that I'm Sharon Gregorish. You can reach me at 780-702-9999 if you're in the Alberta area for real estate. I work the Greater Edmonton market and can help you with referrals elsewhere. And my website is www.propertyfusion.ca. And Heather, give us your information again.
Nope. You're
this
calling
is Jill.
Me Heather, and this is how
this
I know
Jill.
I met with my mom for You've worked with my mom for too many years because you're calling me my mom's name. So I know.
Do not give your mom's information. Give yours.
So, don't call my mom. She's competition to Sharon, so let's not do that. But, yeah. No, my name is Jill. Yeah. My name is Jill Horing, and I'm with Mortgage Architects, and I'm here in the Edmonton area, and I can service clients anywhere in Alberta. My phone number is 780-720-4034, and my website is jillmoleringmortgages.com. So if you do want me to spell that for you, it's M-O-E-L-L-E-R-I-N-G. So.
And that's perfect. Awesome. And, you know, I love live radio, Peter.
I know. So we're going to just rename this.
A lot, so.
That's right. We're just going to rename this the somewhat usually on top of things, everything real estate radio show.
I can't help it. I love it so much.
I know. You know what? I kind of look like her too, so I get called Heather a lot. So yeah, definitely not offended. Don't worry.
All right, so I'm buying you Starbucks.
There we go. All right, so we'll be back next week, and make sure you check them out on Everything Real Estate Radio Show. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.
You've been listening
Bye-bye.
To Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.